With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It is your sportsman, Isaac. That's me.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there. Look at him.
Oh, dude.
Getting ready to subject myself to Jets Patriots.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Finally, something to watch.
Well, I got the Red Wings and Anaheim Mighty Ducks going here into period two, so I'll have a double screen going. And of course, the excellence you've come to expect for us on a Thursday night.
Yeah, no show tomorrow, so Ducks will be on. So we gotta bring it home here. Yeah.
Turn and burn for 2 hours. Let's go.
We got the Schnitzel Wolf in over there. He's going to be disappointed yet again because we have learned that Aaron Judge is AL MVP. Riley is not.
By a very, very close margin. It sounds like four votes.
Four votes, yeah. So there were a lot of votes for Jose Ramirez, Bobby Witt, Tarik Skubal, even Julio. But those are all third, fourth, fifth, sixth place votes, right?
Yes.
So only two players got first or second place votes. So there are 30 total votes. Mm-hmm. Aaron Judge got 17 first and 13 second. Cal Raleigh got 13 first and 17 second.
So, I mean, I don't know what the closest one, but I'm assuming four votes is probably
very close.
That's probably about as close as it gets.
Closer than I thought it was going to be.
Me
too.
Sure.
Yeah,
that is closer than I thought.
My dad and I just kept talking about, like, hey, what is it going to be when voters go look at their ballots, you know, per value attached to a certain player? What are we valuing? Is it catcher home runs? Is it defense? Is it Aaron Judge's amazing offensive statistics? And I'm actually surprised that I think a lot more people than I thought are giving Cal the credit that he's due.
Well, I think some of it was that Judge DH'd a lot this year after being dinged up.
And I was going to say some of it, I think, is that Judge has already won two.
Oh, well, this is his third, right?
So I think when you see a guy that's kind of new and interesting and, you know, certainly unique being the catcher and doing what Cal Raleigh did, and Judge already had two. Like, if this is Judge's first, it's not close.
Yeah.
But he's already got two, and Raleigh comes along and has a really unique special season. And I could see voting for Cal Raleigh. I would have voted for Judge.
Yeah.
But I can see why somebody voted for Cal Raleigh.
Well, I like the idea. If you're a voter, I could see where someone says, Judge was dinged up, DH'd for a good hunk of the season, plays a nice outfield. But I do think there's something to, what, Cal catch 150 games? Something like that?
120 to 30. He DH'd about 40-ish.
Okay.
I got to look for sure.
I thought it was a little more than that. But the fact that you were back there behind the plate in the most grueling position, and you were their everyday catcher, and you went out and produced the historic season that you did at that position, broke basically every catching offensive statistical record. You know, I can see where you look at that and say the demands of being a catcher and handling that pitching staff are greater than playing in the outfield and DHing.
Yeah, and I think that's why it was so close. Because otherwise, it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Judge led the league in batting average, OPS, slugging percentage. I know Raleigh had more home runs, but Judge hit 50 again, at least 50 again. It's his fourth 50 home run. I mean, the guy's in like Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle territory.
Yeah.
amongst Yankees, and yet somehow I sort of feel like he is underrated and undervalued. Mm-hmm. Like he's a larger than life player. He's the best in the game. He's seventh all time in all of baseball history in OPS. Mm. And I think there's only one other player that homers as frequently as him per at bat.
Yeah.
And that's Mark McGwire.
He's fantastic.
You just can't tear Aaron Judge down in any other way other than a guy like Cal Raleigh who plays catcher and has the year that he had. I mean, that is the unique part of it and probably why it was so close. But, I mean, my God, Aaron Judge is just an absolute monster.
By the way, I was looking up. Dude, there was actually a MVP tie back in the day.
How did they break the tie?
Well, I guess.
Rochambeau?
No. So this is weird. This is 1979, Willie Stargell and Keith Hernandez. And both ended up with 216 points because you mentioned, right, it's first and second place and there's like third and fourth. But the strange part is that Willie Stargell got 10 first place votes, six more than Hernandez. Dave Winfield finished third, but Stargell was left off four ballots completely while Hernandez was the only player on every ballot. So Willie Stargell got more first place votes, but Keith Hernandez was on every ballot and Stargell wasn't included in some, which is just...
Is that a racial thing?
I don't know. I don't know enough about
what year?
1979.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's strange. Yeah, there's been a couple that are, you know, Joe DiMaggio beat Ted Williams by 1 point. There's been a couple of those. Just a couple years ago, Stanton in 2017 beat Votto by 2 points. You forget that Stanton was the MVP.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Giancarlo Stanton when he was with the Marlins.
By the way, you know how old Aaron Judge is?
Well, I missed. I thought Ohtani was like 28, 29. You said he was 31. And I know Judge came up a little later. I'm guessing Judge is about the same age. I'm going to say 31.
He's 33.
33.
And will turn 34 at the start of this season.
Yeah, we talked about this when he was going on that historic run when he was chasing the real home run record in some people's mind. He was not one of those guys that broke into the bigs when he was like 19 or 20.
No, he's been there 10 years.
Yeah. And you're right. I think for as great as he has been, he is probably underappreciated for how good he is.
I just think it's weird. I feel like we take him for granted.
Yeah.
And I think it's weird. You would think that a Yankee superstar, 6'7", you know, sparkling smile.
Nice guy.
Freaking basically... putting up Mickey Mantle, Babe Ruth type of numbers.
Yeah.
You would think he would be just like
rammed down your throat.
He's the Yankee. Yeah. Like he would just be the star in American sports. And Aaron Judge is just not.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause when you think of like Jeter was great, but a lot of people always had a problem with Jeter because they're like, yes, Derek Jeter is great. Derek Jeter is not the best player in baseball. And they just thought that he was kind of, if Derek Jeter played in Cleveland, he's not Derek Jeter. And yet Aaron Judge is the opposite of that, right? It feels like Aaron Judge is more like someone that plays in Cleveland or plays in a decent sized market. He's not hidden or anything, but you're right is that he is not kind of crammed down your throat the way a superstar of his nature in New York probably.
And I guess we should
would be.
Be thankful for that. Cause yeah, we'd probably be bitching about it.
We'd be bitching. Yeah. Yeah. Because it is true. Like, a lot of times they just beat you over the head with it, and I don't think they do that with Judge.
No, he actually makes me want to, like, I don't know. Yes, I mean, it's the Dodgers are hard to hate, like we've been talking about, you know, because of Team Japan and Shohei's so likable. Mm. But I got to say, the Yankees, you would think we would just absolutely loathe Aaron Judge, because we do loathe the Yankees. Yeah. But we don't.
No.
And maybe that's because he isn't shoved down our throat for whatever reason.
Yeah. Mariner fan, by the way, on Twitter, and the Mariner, like the faithful, the softies of the world, and the, you know, the Jason Puckett, not happy. Not happy that that this went down. This will be another slight of the Seattle Mariners in a lot of people's eyes.
I mean, I'm not really so emotionally hurt, but to defend them a little bit, usually 60 home runs, that's the MVP number. And I think this will be only the second or third time ever that a guy hasn't hit
53,
60.
Right?
Yeah.
and
no,
was heard.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about what Judge does. I'm talking about just Cal in a vacuum. And if a guy hits 60, that's usually an MVP year. And I think that's kind of what Mariners fans.
He had an MVP year.
Yeah. Yes. On top
there's
of the catcher
no
thing.
About, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Unfortunately, like two things can be true.
Yes. Yep. Aaron Judge was historic.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You lose me with the whole East Coast bias thing.
Yeah. Well, I would not have a problem. I'm an impartial person here, right? I think me personally, I would have given, if I had a vote, I think I would have gone with Cal Raleigh. I think the catcher thing to me, I give some credence.
That's
to
what
that.
You value more.
That's what I value more. But I don't think there's a wrong decision. I just think there are some things in the world where the correct decision is whatever you want it to be. And I think this is one of those. Had Cal Raleigh won this, I don't think there would have been an outrage. I think there would have been a lot of people in New York and like Rop that would have been like, no, this should have been Aaron Judge, just like Aaron Judge got it. And there's going to be a lot of people in Seattle and other people that are like, you know, Cal Raleigh. When it comes down to four votes, that lets you know that both were the correct answers. There was no wrong answer in this. And the people that voted for it, I mean, four people.
So if there's no wrong answer, writers. How is it bias? You know what I mean?
It's not. Like, there's no bias. Like that's stupid. That's
the
just,
voting proves that there's no bias.
No, the fact that you were four short, that just means if you're saying that, then you're just an angry, bitter West Coast guy that's trying to put your bias and shove it in the face of the New Yorkers and saying the only reason he won is because he's from New York. And that's a dumb argument when it's by now, if this had been, you know, 28 to, you know, whatever, 28 to four, then yeah, you can sit there and be like, really? No one thought Cal Raleigh, but it was four votes. You can't, I just don't think you can be pissy and moany about that.
All right. Why is this guy the odds on favorite?
The odds?
Yeah. Why did I say it like
that? I know he's the odds on favorite. By the way, Julio, sixth in the MVP.
That will actually bump him up contract wise because he's top 10 again. Uh-oh. MVP finish. So
how much more money does he get?
I think $40 million over the course of that like 10 year deal that he signed. And he's on his way to, it could be a maximum 14 year, $490 million deal. That puts him a step closer to it.
I'm just saying, if you're a Mariner fan, it's got to feel good that your two young horses that you have locked up, two top six MVP seasons.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I morphed into East Coast
Oods.
Sports guy.
You were talking about the Yankees.
Maybe I am biased. I don't know.
About the Oods. You're like from Montreal now, too.
Is that what it sounded like? More Canadian?
It sounded more Canadian. The Oods. Tournaments. But yeah, you went Oods. You had a little Canadian there.
About time.
Oh yeah.
About time, Rob.
Yeah, Oods, the Oods.
And finally, but not last, winner of the Golden Boot, the tournament. Top scorer and the Golden Ball, the best player, Megan Rapinoe.
Rapinoe.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later.
Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, coming up next, what's up with the chair of the College Football Playoff Committee?
Yeah, whoops.
But first, Jason, why is this man the odds-on favorite for the job at LSU?
I do not know who the odds-on favorite is, so I'm interested to hear this.
Depends on where you look.
Okay.
But Nick Saban, in many books,
yeah,
is the number one guy.
Is it possible that he's the odds-on favorite because people will bet on it and books want them to bet because it won't be Nick Saban?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I would think that.
Pretty much all credible college football insiders are saying that he is not coming back.
Yeah.
And his wife is like, yeah, no.
No.
And he doesn't want to.
Miss Terry, I think her name is.
But for some reason, he tops the list. I mean, I could see him being interested. Well, one, I mean, you know, once a football coach, always a football coach.
Sure.
Much like yourself.
Mm, clearly. Yeah, me and Nick Saban the same.
But I could see him being interested because he knows he can run the show there. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no real leadership.
Well, he's 74, for God's sakes. Like,
I know, but there's a lot of old guys out there. I mean, Pete Carroll's still out there.
Yeah. Nick Saban wants to be coaching when he's 80.
I can't imagine. Some men do, yes. Yeah. I mean, Nick Paterno, remember him?
Old Nick Paterno. No, I don't.
He coached till he was 800.
Yeah, but here's my point is, if Saban still wanted to be the coach at Alabama, he would still be the coach at Alabama. So, stepping away from the best job where he had run college football for 20 years. So he's missed it these last 2 years so much that he's going to go step into a hornet's nest in LSU and potentially pee all over his legacy. This was like, was it like 2 weeks ago? 10 days, 2 weeks, something like that. There was an LSU message board that caused people to freak out because they were saying, no, inside sources, I have this, Saban's the guy.
And it's going to be announced.
And that's kind of where all this stuff is, old sliced bread. And I just, Nick Saban is not going to be the next coach at LSU. That's just not going to happen.
Well, like I said, I mean, all the credible college football insiders are saying the same thing. Yeah. And yet he's
the odds-on favorite,
he tops the list. It's kind of weird.
I just think that's one of those where if you're a book, I would put him too. I like telling people, oh, yeah, bet on this because that's just free money.
All right. Well,
maybe Nick Paterno. Maybe he.
Yeah, what's he doing?
I don't know what Nick Paterno is doing, but, you know, maybe. There's Jay Paterno. Does that do anything for you?
What's he do? Did he get shunned too because of his daddy?
Yeah, I think so. All of that just kind of
got. Can't hire a Paterno.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think that.
Is that a little, I mean, is that a little unfair?
Well.
He was there, right? Jay?
Yeah, they were all there.
Well, who's all? What do you mean?
Well, Paterno, the redheaded guy. I'm trying to think of who the.
Well, I know who.
Oh, the graduate assistant or whatever.
Yeah.
McCready.
I don't think
he has
a job either.
No.
I think all of those guys kind of just got.
Wasn't he the whistleblower guy?
Yeah. Well, not really.
He blew the whistle.
Yeah. He knew about it and he kind of blew the whistle. He's the one that told Joe Paterno and then Joe Paterno was like, eh. And then he decided to just end it at that. He's like, well, I did my part.
That's just Jerry being Jerry.
Yeah, he allegedly saw Jerry Sandusky raping a kid in the shower, and his big thing was he told Joe Paterno, and then Paterno was like, he was playing like horseplay, and then everyone just kind of ignored it for another decade or something. But no, Jay Paterno has not coached. He is, he's done too. My guess is he took some of that Joe Paterno money and just rode off into the sunset. I mean, you couldn't hire, you know, it's the Art Briles thing. Art Briles hasn't coached. There's just some scandals that you don't come back from. And
oh, Briles is coaching.
Not in college and not in the CFL. He's a high school, like, right?
Yep. Texas high school.
Yeah. Well, that goes to show you that the Texas high school does not have the same morals that the Canadian Football League has, for God's sakes.
Oh, you know what? He went back to Italy.
Oh, yeah. He's over there now.
Well, he was over there.
He was over there.
And then he came back, and now he's back over. Yeah, he was in Italy in 2018, came back to coach Mount Vernon in Texas, and now he's back over there coaching the Italians.
Yeah, they don't. My guess is that hasn't stuck the same way it has over here. But, yeah, there's just some things that you can't.
Do you think they smoke while they play?
I would hope so.
Kind of hope, yeah.
Maybe have a nice Italian coffee
like
over there on the sidelines.
Like the kicker and the replacements. That was awesome.
Some wine.
Dude, more people need to smoke while playing football. You're telling me you line up for like a 67-yard field goal and you got to put out the dart on the bottom of your kicking shoe? Come on.
Can you imagine if Aaron Rodgers was just smoking a heater, puts it out, and then goes in and throws a touchdown like 70 yards down the field?
Vladdy Divac used to go into the tunnel and smoke at Moda Center when they would play the Kings. Vladdy would leave the bench and go into the tunnel, if you've ever been down there. Like, it breaks off. And players, you can go down there, like, if you're a fan, you can watch them. It's where you get autographs and stuff. And Vladdy would go down there, and he'd rip a couple drags off his heater, and then he'd go back in the game. Mario Lemieux used to smoke in between periods of hockey games. You know, it happens. So why not let the NFL kicker? Jim Leland used to smoke in dugouts. That was amazing. And did the PGA finally ban cigarettes, right, on the course?
I don't think so.
Because it was a number of years ago. It wasn't that long ago that, like, who was the old the Spaniard?
Cabrera.
Yeah.
Angel Cabrera.
Yeah, Angel Cabrera. He would smoke cigarettes. It was Arnold Palmer ripping heaters out on the course.
I'm sure Daly was, too, a couple of points.
Oh.
There's no rule against smoking. Okay. I just don't think a lot of guys do it as much as they used to.
Yeah, or they don't show it on camera.
But I remember my first PGA Tour event that I went to. Mm-hmm. That was like one of my big takeaways was, oh my God, all these guys smoke. They just never, they try to hide it from TV. They just flick their cigarette over into the grass when they hit their shot, and then they go pick it up. You never see it on TV.
No.
But a lot of them smoked back then. Yeah. This was in the 90s. But
well, I mean, if I play around, I have a cigar. Is that any better or worse than if I smoke?
Well, I've always thought cigars slightly better than ciggies.
Yeah.
A lot of guys dip out there on the course, too.
No. Well, now it's all about the Zins. He's out there broing it up.
Well, there's that
Zins
LPGA player who's hot, who smokes.
Yeah.
Charlie Hull.
Yeah, Charlie Hull. She's got a whole bit around smoking.
Yeah, she was signing cigarettes, man. That was great.
Wait, what?
It was a fan after the whole story went viral. They brought her a cigarette to sign, and she awkwardly signed it. She's like, all right, this is kind of fun, but it's just,
like a pack of cigarettes?
No, just like a single
You can
heater.
Sign a single cigarette?
That would be a very delicate signature.
Yeah, right?
That's what it looked like.
But go look at her pictures of her smoking. She's hot. She's got a dart hanging out of her mouth, dropping birdies on fools out on the LPGA. And by the way, she doesn't give an F either.
No.
She's from England.
Aussie, I thought.
Is she Aussie?
Smoking is more accepted in other parts of the world than
Nope, you're
Aussie.
Right. English.
Yeah,
sir.
She's British. Yeah.
Boy, she's
probably doing it with Tommy Fleetwood.
She's fantastic. I was thinking more like Shane Lowry, my Irishman.
She doesn't cross the.
She doesn't go over there to the Irishman.
She's crossing over there.
Yeah. Ryder Cup hero, Shane Lowry.
Well, anyway, what is up with the chair of the College Football Playoff Committee? He got booted.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Did you guys see this? He got booted.
I did see this.
Did you guys see this?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Is it unbelievable?
What did he do?
I think it's quite believable.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different.
Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jets already have a 7-0 lead on my Patriots.
Go Jets.
Yeah.
The Patriots are driving, though.
They're at nice, methodical drive.
Yeah, they're at the 30. They're wearing their Nor'easter uniforms.
I don't mind
them.
Yeah. I don't mind them.
It's all right. A little different.
The battle of facial hair between head coaches is quite rugged. As we have Mike Vrabel, who is going back to the mustache.
Oh, is he going? Oh, what's, right.
And then Aaron
No Shave Glenn, November, right? The mustache thing?
And then Aaron Glenn has that awful Damian Lillard chin beard thing. I don't know why those guys do that.
I don't know. The NBA is home of the worst facial hair in the world. And I love Damian Lillard, but man, that's rough.
In other news, I'm watching Old Dominion play Troy.
Why?
Why not, Jason?
You have money on it?
I'm a sportsman.
Okay.
No, I just got tired of watching Tom Izzo scream at his players.
Sure.
And there is a football game on, so I just turned it on.
You watch the Baylor AD yell at and grab players.
I'll get to that in a second. I have noticed an uptick of really poor special teams choices by players in college football this season.
What do you mean? Like choosing to return kicks?
Yeah,
or
when to call fair catch, when to let it go, muffing it, catching it out of bounds for some, you know.
Yeah, muffing it. You never want to muff it. I'll tell you that right now.
There are so many, and look, they're just college kids.
Yeah.
But my God, there's some boneheads. And I think what magnifies it is that you really only have the one job.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like the kicker thing. You're going to get more scrutiny because we only ask you to do one thing.
Mm.
Okay. Catch the damn ball and do it right. Like if it's, so I've noticed a lot of guys fair catching inside the five.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. That doesn't make
any
sense.
Let the ball go.
It used to be the old adage of, you know, you put your heels on the 10 and if it goes over your head, you let it go. But I have seen that. I'm always confused when people fair catch the ball.
And it's not the coaches. The coaches are obviously teaching them the right things to do.
Is it possible?
They just make boneheaded decisions.
Is it possible, too, that his rosters have been thinned out, you know, depth? Because all the special teams players, for the most part, are backups. I mean, that's like, when you watch the special teams in college, most of those kids are backups. And
well, but a backup can make the right decision.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what the reason why, but you are right. It does seem to be more of those. I mean, BYU had a crucial one against Texas Tech. Oregon State, by the way, has lost multiple games because of special teams. It might be the worst special teams that I've ever seen.
There was one guy who stepped out of bounds at the one. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like they don't have brains. Well anyway, this guy for Old Dominion, or maybe it was Troy. I don't know. I think it was Troy. He caught the punt at the 5-yard line with 1 foot in and 1 foot out.
Oh. Well.
What are you doing?
Does seem to be a bit problematic.
Luckily, his foot that was out hit first, and they reviewed it. And
so it was just like catching the ball
out of
bounds.
And so it was like catching the ball out of bounds. Yeah. But what is this? I mean,
I don't know, guys. I don't have an answer for you.
I need an answer from you.
Well, Iowa lost the game because their long snapper snapped it over the punter's head. In fact, he tried to do it twice. So there's another one. I mean, think about that, right? That was a one-point game. Oregon won on the field goal, and they got a safety because the dude flung it over the guy's head.
And that's another one, long snapping.
Yeah.
You have one job.
Yes.
Why can't you do it?
That I will say that is one that I struggle with. Yeah, you have one job, and you're on scholarship, and that's all you have to do. And it's not that hard to do. It really is not. Oh, conditions, but still. My God. Get it back there somewhat reasonably to your punter.
Now, I missed this 6 days ago, but apparently OutKick had this first.
Yes.
And it was Baylor AD, who happens to be the chairman of the College Football Playoff Committee. His name is Mac Rhodes.
Not anymore.
He had put his hands on a player before the Arizona State game. Apparently, the guy was wearing yellow sleeves under his jersey.
Yes.
And Rhodes went up to him and was like, "What the hell are you doing with these sleeves on, you little bitch?"
What a weird... He had a shoulder brace on, and so he was wearing the shirt to cover up the brace. And apparently the AD freaked out about it and
put his hands on him.
Put his hands on him and started cursing at him. And then an assistant coach was like, "Dude, like the ball's being kicked off. You can't do that. And then the AD apparently assaulted the assistant coach and then started dog cussing him. So he actually assaulted a player, a coach, and then cursed out the assistant coach in front of that guy's like family and other boosters.
So anytime this happens, it's always amazing to me that guys like this, because you know that's not the first time he's done something like that.
I wonder too if there wasn't a little...
Maybe a little souse?
Well, yeah, maybe there was a little drinky poo before again.
Yeah, maybe. But look, whatever the reason, that you know it's not the first time. I'm just always amazed at guys like this, that everybody knows what they're like and how they operate and how they act, and yet they go so long and climb the ladder... And nobody ever says anything until something like this happens. Somebody reports it. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's coming out of the woodwork about this guy.
Yeah.
So now there are new allegations that were presented to the school on the 10th. They say they did not involve Title IX, student welfare, or NCAA rules. But because of the new allegations, they have now finally placed him on administrative leave.
So he's not the AD at Baylor. He won't be the AD at Baylor. And he's not the college football chair. Imagine being such an ass that you botched a $1 million job because you didn't like the fact that a player was wearing team-colored sleeves over a shoulder brace, which, by the way, that's a nice player for them. He's one of their better tight ends, one of their better players. I think he was a semifinalist for like the Mackey Award. He wears sleeves all the time. Like if you look at photos of him, he likes yellow sleeves, and yellow is a team color. Everything has to be approved. It's like you can wear your own shirt. That was an option given to players, and you're such a D. You decided to freak out and verbally and physically accost a player and a coach.
Yeah, so now new allegations. We don't know what they are.
I'm convinced the dude's got a drinking problem.
It's possible.
Like, why would you? That makes no sense unless you are just... I can see you being drunk on the sidelines before a game, allegedly, and having some... That's a trigger. You're sitting at a bar. That hat looks stupid. Why are you wearing... F you. Yellow sleeves? My God.
So Baylor, they're saying Baylor Vice President and Director of Intercollegiate Athletics, Mac Rhodes, is on a leave of absence for personal reasons.
Yeah, I know what those reasons are.
Effective November 12th, the university will decline to comment further at this time.
Personal reasons. My God.
And he just looks like a...
Yeah, he does look.
He just looks like a piece of crap.
So he is the he was the college football playoff chair. Now, I don't know what they're going
to
do.
They gave the job is now to the Arkansas athletic director, Hunter. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. Like Juracek.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's the new. So they just elevated him.
Okay.
And then because the red ass from Baylor was a big 12 guy.
Yeah.
They took the Utah athletic director,
Mark Harlan,
and he is now he's not the chair, but they put him on the committee.
Nice.
So
now Utah's in the playoff.
He has to recuse himself from anything involving Utah.
Isn't it interesting that Utah plays Baylor this week?
Oh.
Huh? Interesting. Conspiracy?
Yeah. But you are so right that I promise you there is a million of these stories.
Yeah, it's just like we all know guys that operate this way. Nobody ever says anything until it gets printed in the media. And then all of a sudden everybody piles on. It's like, oh, yeah, he was the worst.
I've told the stories of the worst human being that I ever encountered as a coach in my time, and that was my offensive line coach, Roger French, who has since passed away, and then everyone talks about now that he was dead about what a great human being was. I watched that guy on a weekly basis do something that should get him fired, and he eventually we had the way we would eat, they called it training table. But there was an athlete one and a regular student one, and they were divided. Like they weren't allowed to eat with us, and we weren't allowed to eat with them. And it was sometimes different food. And old coach Roger French decided that he wanted what the other side had. And so he took his little tray over there and got the food. And the poor lady working the counter was like, I can't. Like, you need to pay for this. And he was like, no, I'm with the football team. And she's like, well, I can't. Like, you have to pay for it here. That's the football side. He took the tray of food and threw it at her. And you're like, yeah, you can't you can't do that. He did crap like that all the time. And then eventually, like, someone, it got rung up the chain and they, you know, they were like, all right. Like, he had to go through, like, sensitivity training and all this stuff. And he had a million of these things. And eventually, I think that was the one that may have broke the back. But, yeah, it's like, and then it was like a thing where they quietly told him to retire. You know, but there was a million of those. But if you're on that campus, that insulated world, they hide. You know, they hide all that stuff.
Yeah, shocking. Hidden at Baylor. At Baylor, right? Of all schools.
Yeah.
Shocking.
So, listen, can we just stop putting people from Baylor in positions of power?
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Baylor.
God. Remember when they were selling shirts in support of Art Briles?
Oh, yeah.
And then Kim Mulkey said that if you didn't send your kid to Baylor because of the rape allegations, he'd punch you in the face. That's a real thing that she said. She said, if you didn't send your daughter to play basketball for her because of the 52 rapes that were alleged to go on in the cover-up, that she would punch you in the face. Keeping it classy there, Kim. Great.
Hey, she wins, though.
She wins.
All right, the odds on Anthony Davis's next team. Blazers made the list. I told you.
What?
Did you hear anything I just said?
You told me.
Never mind. We'll get to it next on The Fan. Here is Sadie Hawkins' Dance by Reliant K.
Okay.
This is one of Schulze's favorite bands. They are a former Christian rock group.
Can I say that
now secular?
This 100% sounds like a band that I could see Schulze listen to.
I mean, it's from the time. Like, this kind of sounded like Fall Out Boy, kind of, you know, this whole, like, punk rock.
This is not
poppy
punk.
Sound.
This is not punk.
It's a poppy punk rock.
It does sound like Fall Out Boy.
Thank you. That's yeah. They are very, very comparable.
As a matter of fact, it sounds exactly like Fall Out Boy now that he started singing.
Yeah, the Sex Pistols, this is not. This is not London Calling. This has a real... this was featured in a movie about a girl who was hot, but she wore glasses and a ponytail. And then a popular kid convinces her to take off the glasses and ponytail and realizes she's hot.
Oh, is that the Freddie Prinze Jr. one?
I just feel like every movie in the 90s was like that. And I feel like this song was in every one of those. Yeah.
Probably.
That's what that song is from. They're like, oh, man, you have to go out with that nerd. Look, she has a ponytail and everything. Wait, she's hot.
It's like the teacher in Varsity Blues.
Yeah, yeah. No one realized
couldn't really tell she was hot until... Whoa!
Oh, took off the glasses!
All of a sudden.
Look at that. Yeah.
So I have the odds on the Anthony Davis's next team. And as I told you, the Blazers made the list.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and say no.
We're just waiting.
Just waiting.
We're waiting for the trade. Mm-hmm. It hasn't happened yet.
No.
But it's coming. The Blazers are going to get Anthony Davis. And he's going to be hurt. But you're going to still have him.
Well, he can go along with Damian Lillard, who's also hurt, right?
Yeah, and then fans will be like, well, if we had everybody, watch out.
Top four team in the West.
I mean, seriously, think about it. AD, Lillard, Kamara.
Well, Denny, I mean. Come on.
Avdija. By the way, how bad is that Pelicans team? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's really, really.
I made the
really
mistake of turning that on.
I'm sorry.
Holy crap.
That's the one of all the games, that's the one you decided to watch?
Like I said, they're kind of hard to find on my setup. Yeah. And so they actually showed up on my TV last night. I'm like, oh, there they are. Okay, I'll watch them. Because I don't really seek them out. But if they're on there, I'm like, oh, there we go. I'll turn. Dude, that Pelicans team.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you should watch tomorrow. Tomorrow night, they play Houston. And
if they're on, I'll watch them.
And it's a cup game.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get my cup jersey out.
What if they'll be wearing those teal city edition jerseys?
Yeah, I would assume so, right? That's why maybe.
When do you. Yeah, well, I don't know what they do.
You know
anymore.
What? I actually don't know when those get broken out.
Actually, you know what? Really quick, really dumb thing the NBA did. When I was a kid.
Buckle up.
The white jerseys were the home jerseys, and the dark jerseys were the away jerseys.
Yes.
For some reason, Nike. Has caused the NBA to switch that. Now, every time I watch a Blazers game at Moda Center, they're wearing their black jerseys. Stop it. Damn.
Schulze's not happy.
Tell you
about
what,
it.
I'm with him.
So, what you're saying is Schulze doesn't like the blacks.
Whoa.
Well, I mean, that seems to be the complaint. Schulze just said every time he goes to a Blazer game, he sees the blacks, and he's not happy about it.
I should have used Laker purple.
I'm just.
Have you ever heard Kevin Nealon's bit on skiing?
No.
Dude, Kevin Nealon is a genius.
Yes, Kevin Nealon is fantastic.
He has a stand-up bit about how he never he didn't understand skiing.
Yeah.
And he went to Colorado to ski, and he went in to rent his skis, and the guy was talking about the black slopes.
Yes.
But he didn't know slopes were
black diamonds.
Yeah. So it's a really funny bit. You should look it up.
I gotta look that up. I can already see it in my mind, the black slopes. Like,
you don't want any part of those blacks.
Anyway. So if you could, the Blazers, if you're listening out there, if you could mix in a white for Schulze every now and then, he's tired of looking at the blacks at home.
Hey, you know what? That's an old man take, but I'm with him on it.
Are you?
That's something my dad would bitch about. Like, just be the white team was the home team. Why can't I tell who's who?
Well, now the Blazers, you can wear pink shoes, you can wear green. Like, why can't they wear their team colors?
Here we go.
Hallelujah.
So old curmudgeon-y Schulze.
No, I'm with you, Schulze.
But I don't like, for instance, in baseball, Aaron Judge is wearing teal. That's a Mariners color. Why the hell do I want to see you wearing teal?
That's right.
Damian Lillard shouldn't be wearing a bright pink shooting sleeve or a bright pink set of sneakers. I don't understand. You're wearing Portland Trail Blazers gear. Match your team colors. Thank you.
Could you mix in a black?
End of rant.
I'm with you, man.
I appreciate that.
I also hate it when teams wear black when that's not part of their colors.
Yeah. I think everyone has a black jersey.
That's stupid.
Which also Schulze's not happy about because we know how he feels. So
there's just nothing worse than tuning into a game and taking 5 minutes to figure out which team is which.
That is a little weird at times.
You know. It should be recognizable based on the team.
But like the city jerseys often do that. Like the Nuggets wear like those weird it's the Zion sandstone cliff ones.
Yeah.
And that's different. Portland's got the teal stuff. I mean, lots of people do that where like it looks completely different. And they do that in baseball now. The Mets have a uniform now that's purple.
Yeah.
Well, it's gray and purple and you know.
I mean, they look good, some of them, but yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of with Schulze.
Not according to Schulze, and get rid of those. So Schulze doesn't like the pink shoes and he doesn't like the blacks. We've seen it. That's what the color guy was saying. Yeah, my daughter loves it when she likes when people wear the bright colored shoes. And that, by the way, is just so you can sell more sneakers.
Sure. So the odds-on favorite to land Anthony Davis, the Chicago Bulls at 2-1.
And the Bulls, by the way, off to a surprising start. Although I think they may have come back down to earth, but they got off to, I want to say they were like 5-1, but I think they've lost a handful in a row.
San Antonio Spurs, 3-1.
Why would San Antonio give up anything to go get injured ass Anthony Davis?
Because they're popping. They're pretty good. And
so you want to speed up the process of a bunch of 20-year-old kids with 33-year-old Anthony Davis, who's never healthy and will probably pop an Achilles in 3-2-1?
The Knicks, 5-1.
I could see that.
The Warriors 7-1 and the Blazers 12-1.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Not at the bottom.
Yeah.
Not even close. We're in the top 8.
Zion and Anthony Davis. No.
I think that's the future of the Zers right there.
put your future on those two guys.
AD and Zion.
I do like that San Antonio has taken to calling Castle and Wemby Area 51, which I kind of enjoy.
Yeah.
One's 5, one's 1. In case you didn't know why they're calling it Area 51.
Here's a text that says, you guys are going to hate it when you find out what the Ducks football team does with their jerseys.
Well, they're breaking out for the first time. We've got a striped helmet this week.
The only thing I don't like about the Ducks jerseys is the same thing I just said. I just don't like that black, all black is a thing.
Yeah.
Other than that, the Ducks stick with their colors.
Yeah. Well, not all the time.
Well, what else do they wear besides black that's not green and white?
Well, they have the grays and like the only thing that I didn't like is like when they played in the two national title games, they wore odd colors. I would hope for the national title game that they would wear something a little more traditional. Schulze doesn't like the blacks. Yeah.
How about that, Schulze?
Apparently, yeah.
You're being accused of being racist.
I had to pull it and add it to the board. So there you go.
I'm not accused of anything. That's what Schulze's, that's his own words.
Here's Schulze's contribution to our show moving forward. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Nah. Yeah. Ah! Yeah.
He's not happy about it.
Yeah. That's how I feel about a lot of things. Yeah. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Said I'd get the Howard Dean drop. Yeah. I didn't intend to put it right next to myself, though. Yeah. It's good sports radio right there, buddy. Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you laying out?
I'm just listening to the... letting the schnitzel wolf do his thing.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
He's just out there. He feels very strongly about this. The amount of things that the schnitzel wolf feels strongly about, I'm fascinated by. I just picture him just driving home like every night with just a...
Yeah.
Just his head just full of random angry thoughts.
I am a passionate person.
Yes, okay. Which is why if someone is going to commit an O.J. Simpson murder, it will be the schnitzel wolf. He won't be a serial killer, but he could commit a crime of passion.
Yeah, I disagree, but okay.
No. Schultz, you should never be a guy that's armed. You should not be a concealed permit guy. Don't be knife guy, because I didn't even know what I was doing. I just blacked out. Next thing I know, I just, you know... You go to McDonald's and they're supposed to have breakfast all day, but they run out of Canadian bacon and you wanted a McMuffin for dinner. And next thing you know, dude, you're getting loose in the tall grass and you don't even, it's not good. Now you got to go and explain that away. Just don't be armed.
Nah.
You are one of the people that should not be armed in this world.
Nah.
If I was in charge, you know, you red flag people, you would 100% be red flagged. Your right to bear arms would be gone.
I have micropene news.
Oh, all right.
What a transition.
Yeah. Those microplastic micropenes.
Guess who had a microween?
Not Ryan Khalil.
Can you guess?
What an odd statement. I guess?
Yeah.
Like, are we talking on the station? Are you talking like in the sports world?
If a fan personality had a microween, who is it?
Nah.
All right, the club is next on The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.